Death is never pleasant for anyone. Of course, for the true child of God, knowing that it is not the end of life, but the beginning of a new and more wonderful life, helps to ease the pain. Well, we shall have more to say about this today and the next several days, so please plan to be with us. One of the most significant miracles Jesus performed is recorded in John chapter 11. In this miracle, we see Jesus as both God and man. Notice verse 1. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. This is the first mention of Lazarus in the New Testament. Very little is known about him. Some have thought that he was the rich young ruler that came to Christ in search of eternal life. He was apparently not poor because of the great feast he provided, according to John chapter 12. Lazarus in the Hebrew is Eliezer, which means God my helper. How descriptive. And yet at the same time, how providential this name was for one that should be the object of such a miracle. But for those who are in Jesus Christ, having experienced salvation through him, each one of us can say, God is my helper. We can declare, as David did in Psalm 46, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though by our needless fear and worry, frequently we forget that God is our helper. The Bible says Lazarus was sick. Nothing further is said about the illness. That he died very quickly would suggest that it was a serious illness. Now, Bethany was a little village nestled on the eastern slope of the Mount of Olives, several miles east of Jerusalem. Not only was it the place where Lazarus was raised from the dead, but it was where Jesus stayed the night before his passion. Also, it was from Bethany that he began his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Later, it marked the place of Christ's ascension into heaven. Now, there are four Marys spoken of as living at the time of Christ: our Lord's mother, the wife of Cleophas, Mary Magdalene, and the Mary mentioned here, the sister of Martha. I notice in verse 2 it says, "It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick." Now we see that anything done for our wonderful Lord is never forgotten. Our little acts of kindness for others may or may not be remembered very long, but everything done in the name of Jesus Christ is recorded in the annals of eternity. Doubtless there were some who looked upon Mary's act as foolish, but Christ recognized the intent of Mary's heart even more than the extent of the sacrifice. Mary and Martha were greatly concerned about the illness of their brother. Thus they sent a message to Christ. Verse 3, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick." They did what every Christian should do in the time of illness or any other need. They sent a message to their Lord. For some, this is the last thing they do. Only after everything else fails, they get in touch with the Lord. Well, God says in James 4, verse 2, "Ye have not, because ye ask not." The two sisters did not beseech Jesus to heal their brother. They simply said, "Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick, not he whom we love, but he whom thou lovest." Human love is weak and fickle, but God's love is changeless. I read in 1 John 4:19, "We love him because he first loved us." The sisters were certain that whether their brother improved or got worse, all would be within the realm of God's love. The Lord Jesus was staying at Bethabara. The messenger arrived and delivered the message. Verse 4, "When Jesus heard that, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." By the time the messengers had arrived, Lazarus was already dead. Thus our Lord did not mean that he would not experience death, but rather that he would not be held captive by death. And then we read in verse 4 that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. This applies to every believer's death. For Romans 8:28 says, "All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose." In verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." Indeed, it is true. Romans 8:31 says, "If God be for us, who can be against us? As he loved Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, so he loves you, if you've trusted in him as your Savior and Lord. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy." Who could begin to fathom God's love for his own? We as humans love some people more than others, but God's love is the same toward everyone. Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Martha was careful and troubled about many things. Of Lazarus we are told nothing, but Jesus loved them all just the same. And then verse 6, "When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. He purposely delayed his journey to Bethany until after Lazarus was buried." When Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead 4 days. This suggests David's words found in Psalm 31, verse 15, "My times are in thy hand." God does all things according to his own time, which is always the best time. Our responsibility is to trust in his unchangeable promises. And in Psalm 100, verse 3, we read that we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Since we are his sheep, we may be absolutely certain that the good shepherd will not fail us. In his own time, he will act. We must trust him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon him." Do you have care today? Cast it on Jesus. If you love Jesus, and if you know that you're a child of God because you've trusted in Jesus, you have that privilege to come and cast all your care upon him, not some of it. God will work it out according to his blessed plan, and I guarantee you, you cannot improve on the plan of God. So trust the Lord, friend. Believe that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and trust him for it. Have you cast your burden on the Lord? And then another thing, have you really cast your sin burden on the Lord? Do you know you're saved? Have you trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation? If not, this is the first step. Ask Jesus to come into your life and save you for all eternity. He will respond to your prayer. Blessed God, we thank you that we have such a wonderful Savior who understands all of our heartaches and knows all about our burdens and has promised to care for them as we commit them to him. Help us to trust him. Help us to believe him, I pray, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen.